Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I know a lot of you people are now out there. I would think everybody was dating throughout the pandemic, but I guess now is when people are really, really trying to hook up. And it's interesting because my sons were talking about adding or altering the muffler on their car to make their car sound noisier. And I'm like, why do you want your car to sound noisier? It's not a muscle car. You got a truck, you got a Jeep. You don't really need to not, you know, muscle car, what are you doing here? Nah, but they wanted their car noisier. And I was like, I don't know, maybe to drown out the farts. I don't know. But I was driving to work today, and there was a car coming up next to me. And, you know, you're there. Yeah. And I didn't want to look because I thought it was a cop. You know, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, gosh, what are they speeding? Remember, I got in trouble with my homeowner association for speeding. All right, last thing I need is a real ticket. So I'm just looking straight ahead, and you hear the vroom, right? And I'm like, I'm not going to look. And one of the reasons why I don't look is because I think from a cop's perspective, I look cuter from behind. And then once they see your face, they're like, oh, man, she's old. So I'm like, if I'm going to get out of this ticket, just let them see the side, right? Cover my face with the blonde, right? Try to look all cute. But if I look at them straight in the eye, they'll know I'm old. And so I'm like, not, and vroom. So I finally look, because you can't help but look. And it was a guy, not a cop, middle-aged guy. He was okay looking. Just kind of looking over, and he just kind of wants to show off his car. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's nice. I get it. And I just realized, I guess it finally dawned on me, why the loud cars. I thought the loud cars was for dudes to kind of peacock and show off to other dudes that they have a noisy vehicle. That's not it. I had no idea. I'm so lame. The reason why cars are noisy is because they want to attract, right, the animals in the jungle. The louder your car, I would think the bigger your car. Having a big car would, no, you know, because, you know, little Porsches and the Lamborghinis and things like that. Sometimes, you know, bigger isn't always better. But he was making noise because he wanted to be noticed. And it's so animalistic. It's so, you know, in the jungle where the louder you are. And interestingly, when I went to school, when I went to multiple schools, right, just because my folks moved a lot. But whenever I liked a guy, I didn't do the eye batting. I didn't try to do the, you know, oh, I bent over and then I had a wardrobe malfunction, you know, with my bra. I never did that because that wasn't, you know, my skill strength. Me, I noticed whenever I liked somebody, I got louder. And I just got louder. I don't need to get louder, but I guess subconsciously I wanted to get noticed. Now, there's a lot of competition out there. When you're dating and some of you guys are out there just trying to, you know, get back into the swing of things. Now that things are opening up, the masks are coming off so people can see your face. So people are, you know, starting to be like, okay, notice me. Well, how do we notice you? There's millions of people out there to date. Right? You got guys, girls, you got non-binary, you got couples that you don't know if they're, you know, into you or, so how do you stand out? So I guess people are going to noises, giggles too. You know, the female giggle. I don't giggle. I'm not a real big giggly. I'm a cackler. So if somebody says something funny, I'm like, ha, ha, ha. Okay. It's not attractive. Not attractive at all. not, that's why my dating life was never that good. But you have, you know, the women out there like, oh, right? And I'm like, what kind of a laugh is that? That's a fake laugh. But apparently, it's a mating call. If you have that high pitch, whatever, I guess it makes people think that you are going to be maybe accepting of them in bed or fun in bed. And, you know, again, I want to stick to my ha. I like my cackle. But I just can't do that. Oh, that's so funny. And then we got our texts. I don't know if you guys listen to the text beep. Well, you can alter your text beeps, but your default beep is a very high-pitched. I mean, it stops everything. You could be driving, and you immediately look at your phone with that little ding or whatever it does. And it's, again, a form of mating call. Somebody texts you. I mean, you hope it's who you want it to be on the other side. And then it's I'm here, look at me. So for those of you that are starting to go out into the dating field, and trust me, it's going to be pretty competitive because there's been some people pretty locked up, or people who haven't been at work, you know, so they haven't gotten to get their flirting on and they're a little rusty. You need to stand out. And I'm not saying to get a loud car. I'm not saying to get a high-pitched giggle. I'm not saying to text somebody half a dozen times. But when you go out there and date, what is your alarm? What is your flag? How do people see you among the millions? What makes you stand out? Now, some people are like, well, it's my looks. Now, there's plenty of good-looking guys. There's tons of good-looking guys. So what is it? Is it that you listen? Is it that you're making eye contact? Is it your smile? Is it that you're funny? Is it that you have a noisy car? Is it because you look stylish and you have a fancy watch? Although everybody now has Apple Watches, so I don't even know what a Rolex looks like these days. But it's the mating call. And whether it's your car, whether it's your text, whether it's your laugh, whether it's people have mating calls. Now, it doesn't work that well, especially on me when I'm part deaf, you know, and I can't hear everything. But, you know, maybe your mating call will be visual. So good luck out there. I know a lot of you guys are starting to date, but just kind of realize that there is an art to the mating call. It can't be super loud, because if it's too loud, women are like, oh, I don't want everybody to know that we're mating. You know, but if it's a little bit more subtle, but they notice you. Because remember, once a woman notices you, she doesn't want anybody else to notice you. So you got to turn that muffler off or on. Whatever. Fix your exhaust system. 1-877 Doc Valley. Don't go away. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this weekend was kind of awesome. So had a couple parties to go to, a birthday party, graduation party. Went, I think, out to dinner. Went shopping. Went to the grocery store. Well, that's not fun. Went to the gas station. That's not fun either. But it was nice because I didn't have to wear a mask. And remember, I'm a little grossed out by the masks because I did that study. I don't know if you guys saw some of the latest of the pictures, but I swabbed a bunch of the inside of my used masks. Now, the fresh one looked clean, but the used masks that were sitting in pockets or just used for an hour or in my purse, pretty disgusting. So I don't even want to touch my masks anymore. I mean, if I can't find a fresh one, I don't want to wear one. And so I posted the pictures. It's pretty disgusting what some of the used masks look like. And people say, no, but that's just your own dirty bacteria. You're just self-inoculating. No, it's not. If it's something in your pocket, if it's something in your purse, that's other disgusting stuff you're putting back on your face. We're supposed to keep stuff away from our face. So, I mean, I've been really torn on the mask issue to begin with. And I told you guys, in my office for years I'd wear a mask. Because it didn't make sense somebody breathing on me, the flu, and then I turn around and breathe it on to the next person in my exhalation, you know, 5 minutes later. It just didn't make sense. So I would wear a mask just as a barrier. Did I think a lot of these masks really protect against COVID? Do I think something like this really protect against COVID? No, not like the N95 respirator. By the way, in Europe, they actually mandated it be more medical grade. Europe, I think this was a few months ago, they were looking at the, you know, halfway stuff people were putting on their face going, no, 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 this isn't covering it. So I believe in Europe, I don't know if it ever went that far, but people were asking to just mandate if they were going to mandate anything, make it a good mask. I mean, how I stood with all of this is have the government pass out the N95 respirator without valves. Have, if those are the masks that are proven to be anti-COVID as best as they can be, then those. None of this gator stuff or all the other, you know, BS. But they wanted face coverings. Everybody did. It was a good optic. They think it helped. All right, fine. As a doctor, I'll support it. All right, until we start to kind of fall on ourselves, right, when we're trying to now remove the masks. So CDC comes out last week saying, all right, you guys, fine. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear the mask indoors. You don't have to wear the mask outdoors. New York and California governors said, hold the phone. Nah, 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 nah. Okay, we're not buying this. We're going to wait and talk to our own health officials. So Governor Cuomo and Governor Newsom wasn't quick to oblige, whereas everybody else was just flinging off their mask. And those are people who were pretending to be vaccinated, right? I'm vaccinated, so I took off my mask. I even went braless for part of the weekend. It was nice. But how do you know who's vaccinated and who's not? So the CDC says, all right, guys, you can take off. You don't have to wear the mask if you're vaccinated. I'm looking around. Not one person's wearing a mask. And I'm like, really? You're all vaccinated, really? And I know people aren't vaccinated because, again, I was seeing patients this weekend. All right, somebody was sick. Somebody got exposed to COVID. I'm like, have you been vaccinated? No, 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 and I'm not going there. I keep hearing from people, no, I'm not going there. I'm not getting vaccinated. So you know there's people out there that aren't vaccinated. We know there's more people that aren't vaccinated than vaccinated. Yet to me, it looked like the majority of people were wearing masks. My son hasn't been vaccinated yet, and he actually wore his mask. He's like, I'm going to still wear mine. I mean, really? That was pretty admirable. I mean, he's still kind of, you know, stuck to the rules. But honestly, I think the rest of the people out there are just kind of BSing. So today we find out that Governor Cuomo said it's okay. All right, vaccinated people don't have to wear their mask. And in fact, businesses like Walmart, Target, Costco, Trader Joe's, originally they were like, nah, 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 hold on a second. We're still going to mandate masks. And then I guess they talked, and they probably saw, they probably stuck their head out the window, and they probably saw all these people going maskless. So like, okay, we need business. Go ahead. Remember I told you guys this was going to be kind of tricky. In some of these states that were going to get rid of the mask, how businesses were going to try to go. Because remember, it's driven by money. So wherever the money is, you follow the money. So if you have people going, I really want a mask-free, sterile environment. Okay, there is no sterile environment in any Walmart. Okay, you just can't get sterile. Even in hospitals, you can't be ideally sterile unless you're in an OR. And still, there's risks. But there might be a population going, I want to know that this is a clean, masked-up, vaccinated business. All right. So I thought, you know, maybe at some point, some businesses are going to probably do well if that's their main population. But I think people got so sick of masks. People got so disgusted by what they were wearing. They were smelling their own breath that those who were vaccinated going, I'm done. And the sooner we ditch the masks, the sooner the public officials get off their butts and reopen. So it's tricky. Because we were overwhelmed by public officials. Honestly, we're not that outnumbered. We outnumber the public officials. But the public officials are the ones that locked us down. The public officials are the ones that mandated masks. They came up with all these arbitrary rules, 6 feet. They said the virus wasn't airborne. Then they said it was. Of course the virus is airborne. If you sneeze it out, and there's air conditioning and wind, it is going to travel. I mean, it's just this virus, for it to have done what it did in China before it came to us, obviously there's an airborne component to it. So, you know, don't be sitting there trying to go back and forth on, you know, what the science is. Okay, I think a lot of us pretty much understand that it's a virus. When you spray it and not say it, you're going to be passing it through not only aerosol transmission, but droplet transmission. So, you know, I think we could start being a little consistent. The masks were nice as a barrier, but I don't think they helped to the degree that they needed to. And I think they made things worse because people were putting dirty, disgusting things on their face rather than what they needed. I mean, God forbid this India variant comes to America. I hope our government, with all the trillions of dollars they're spending, is actually passing out masks, the good ones, the N95 respirators. Because everything else everybody's putting on their face is inadequate. So in New York, I think California is going to follow suit. But what's very interesting is the reason why I saw people rip off their masks is they felt like they finally have control. And now they wanted to send a message. This message we had, this optic of everybody wearing masks, everybody having facial coverings, even in TV shows they had masks. We saw the president and the governor wear masks. Everybody wore a mask. It was an optic that we were all doing the same thing. For some of us patriotic Americans, we thought it was really cool that everybody could come together. Unfortunately, we really didn't come together. There was a lot of divisiveness and fighting and all sorts of stuff going on over the last year or two. But for some people, they thought, okay, well, this is going to look good. It looks like all, you know, America is all kind of, you know, stepping in and being there for each other. But this weekend, what I noticed is it was America saying, you know, to heck with the public officials. All right, we're Americans and we want our faces out there. So the second the CDC said that, we're done. And so, yeah, I mean, how many of you guys, you don't have to admit it non-anonymously, but how many of you ripped off the mask even though you weren't vaccinated? It's very easy to pretend you were vaccinated, you know. And remember what I told you, there's a lot of people that don't want the stigma of being unvaccinated. You know, as people in the media and certain public officials want to kind of, you know, out people and you know, get them addressed to go and get them vaccinated. And mind you, look, you know, if you want to save your own life, you do it. For us to hope that their vaccination will help us get herd immunity, it would be nice, but I just don't think we have enough of the population that wants to do it. So, you know, people who haven't been vaccinated aren't going to want people to know that. So even if they want to wear a mask, if people are looking at them going, really? You know, it's interesting. My husband is vaccinated, but he was wearing his mask out of habit. And he went into a store or a gas station, I forget where he went, and everybody looked at him funny. And he said, I'm vaccinated. I don't know why I'm wearing this. It was just out of habit. But they were looking, already now, the shunning, right, you know, is starting to take a different form. So do you think the average person who hasn't been vaccinated really wants to wear a mask and not get, you know, and have that attention? No. So now we have all these people without masks. You do the math. They don't look vaccinated. They don't look vaccinated. You don't know if they're vaccinated or not. So I think what's going to come out of this, which might be good, is we'll get some real numbers. And if going maskless, which we've needed this whole time, if going maskless does not cause cases to rise, maybe we could be done with the masks for a long time. Unless it's a real bad pandemic and we get the good stuff to put on our faces. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel and Hamas continued aerial bombardments into Monday morning as fighting entered a second week with no peace in sight. The worst violence in the region since 2014 has resulted in the deaths of 197 people in Gaza, ruled by Hamas, and 10 in Israel. According to a recent Harris poll, a concerning number of vaccine-hesitant people who list side effects as a top concern falsely believe the vaccine causes death, DNA alteration, infertility, or birth defects. Jurors in the murder trial of real estate mogul Robert Durst will return to a Los Angeles courtroom on Monday for the first time in more than a year. The high-profile case was halted for 14 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. Judge Mark Windham plans to question the panel of 23 jurors, including 11 alternates, in Los Angeles County Superior Court on Monday about whether they can continue the case. USA Radio News. Climbing Mount Everest has once again been stopped because of the coronavirus. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An entire expedition to climb Mount Everest had to be called off after several members of the climbing party were infected with COVID-19. Austrian expedition company Furttenbach Adventures says the number of infections among the 51-person party at base camp spread rapidly and that it would be irresponsible to continue the climb. Nepal only recently began allowing climbers back onto the mountain, issuing permits again in April after canceling the climbing season last year because of the pandemic.
Mount Everest is Earth's highest mountain above sea level. It's located in the Himalayas. Actor Ricky Schroeder, former Silver Spoons and NYPD Blue personality, recently confronted a Costco employee about having to wear a mask in the store. Ricky told the employee, "Nationwide Costco has said you don't need to wear masks," end quote. According to Costco CEO Craig Jelinek, no masks are only at locations where the state or local jurisdiction does not have the mask mandate. California continues to demand Californians wear masks. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDOLLY or 1-877-DOCDALI. So, making headlines today is the Supreme Court has agreed to look at a case that does involve Roe v. Wade. And it's a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks. So a 15-week, that's a second trimester pregnancy. There's been a lot of debate on how involved the government should be based on abortions at what level of the pregnancy. It's rare that a 15-week-old
you know, is going to still be alive. And, you know, but 20-some week-old babies have been able to be above that. Older than that have been able to survive and have medical intervention and, you know, live in the NICU. And it's a shame when they're born premature, but there's a lot we could do now. So a second trimester baby doesn't necessarily mean it's not viable. And so there's been a lot of debate on when somebody can abort the fetus and at how many weeks. And so what's happening now in Mississippi, or what's going to happen in Washington, based on Mississippi, is the Supreme Court agreed to take up the case of a Mississippi state law that bans almost all abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. They say this could cause the Supreme Court to weaken the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. They say the case will be the first abortion case to be heard in its entirety since Amy Coney Barrett, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, had been nominated. And the case is going to, I guess, be a litmus test on how conservative is the court. Now, again, this is something where I've seen, you know, Democrats have concerns on when you could abort a fetus. So it's the media is going to make it look like conservative versus liberal, but you know, the average person that leans left, you know, does have an opinion on pregnancies and babies and things like that. It's not just a right left issue. So in the Roe v. Wade decision, the court said that the states could not ban abortion before the viability of a fetus outside the womb. Now, that's generally viewed by doctors as maybe 24 to 28 weeks. The Mississippi law bans abortion earlier than that. The Roe v. Wade ruling, they say, recognized that a constitutional right to personal privacy protects a woman's ability to obtain an abortion. The court, in its 1992 decision, coming in the case of Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania versus Casey, reaffirmed the ruling and prohibited laws that place an undue burden on a woman's ability to obtain an abortion. Now, critics say, but it's the Constitution's right to protect the life of the unborn child. And so this is why this matter will always be debated and always be controversial, especially since we're talking about a baby's life. And so who fights for the baby's life? Who fights for the mom's rights? And it's a very, very emotional topic because, you know, you would think the number one person fighting for the baby's rights would be mom. But very rarely mom is in situations that unfortunately, you know, put her in a situation where she was raped, attacked, incest. And then there are those that didn't use birth control. So it's not an easy topic. It's obviously a very controversial one. And then when you throw on top of that, the taxpayer dollars may be going to the funding of abortions. You know, now people who would have never had a say have a say. Amy Coney Barrett joined the court in October after she was confirmed late in the Trump administration. She replaced Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was more pro-choice. We're not sure exactly how Justice Barrett would vote on this. Last year, Chief Justice John Roberts joined the court's four liberals at the time to rule against a Louisiana abortion law in a 5-4 decision, finding its restrictions were virtually identical to a Texas law the court had struck down in 2016. So, I mean, why does this keep happening? Why do we keep having state after state, you know, push laws that are banning women having abortions at certain times? You know, as a doctor, we are taught that, you know, if the mother's health is at risk, you know, you try to deliver the baby. We don't necessarily abort the baby, but, you know, if we need to induce the pregnancy or get the baby out, we will. There might be some rare cases where abortion might be used, but for the most part, if a woman's life is in jeopardy, I mean, we do everything possible to protect the mom. But again, those cases are very, very rare. So when states start to ban you know, and bring up these bans, you know, what is the thinking? Is it because, you know, they feel like these are, you know, women using it as a form of birth control and they prefer, you know, there be, you know, more access to birth control? Is it that, you know, they feel that their tax dollars are going to this and they don't want the tax dollars to go into this? You know, is it they think Planned Parenthood is so powerful that they want to limit their power? You know, or is it that they feel that it is their duty to protect the life of the unborn? So the, you know, states year after year pass laws and you know, the popularity waxes and wanes on these things depending on the weeks, depending on, you know, the state population, depending on the numbers being done. You know, millions of abortions being done each year is concerning. You know, if the majority of them are not rape or incest or to protect the life of the mother. Whenever I had teenagers come in for birth control, because they were sexually active, I would, you know, as I write them, I'd ask them, you know, now what is your plan? What if the birth control doesn't work or you miss a pill? What do you mean? Well, what if you get pregnant? I mean, birth controls aren't 100%. They're close, but they're not 100%. You don't take it right, and, you know, what is your plan if you do get pregnant? Oh, I'll just get an abortion. And that kind of bothered me because, you know, I'm like, that's not a plan. It's an unfortunate choice and a choice that you're going to be living with for years. Maybe forever. Some women are traumatized by it. Some aren't. There was a study saying many women aren't, you know, traumatized by it and they, you know, are able to move on. But I know many that aren't. There are many that still feel guilty. They feel like, you know, the baby soul haunts them. And, you know, and so when you have a young child who's having sex, you know, we do want them to think about it. And, you know, if you're going to have sex and you're going to now do grown-up things, you know, do you have a grown-up plan for if you get pregnant? And it sounds like their plan, either they don't have a plan or the plan is, okay, well, we'll just abort. If that is such an easy option, they might not be as careful. You know, well, if I get pregnant, I get, you know, and I think maybe in sex ed, you know, these girls do need to look at, you know, and follow what that actually entails. I don't think they understand that, you know, I mean, you have to be, you know, part naked to get this done. And, you know, you're going to have to be in stirrups. Many young girls don't have pap smears anymore. They don't get pap smears until they're 21. So they have no idea what a gyne exam is. Then all of a sudden they go in for an abortion and they're like, what? And you know, maybe they do need to see what that process is. Because if they have no concept of it, they think, okay, well, that's all I need. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Mississippi law and where they go and, you know, where they rule with this. The state law right now prohibits all abortions if the probable gestational age of the unborn human was found to be more than 15 weeks, except in a medical emergency or in the case of severe fetal abnormality. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were talking about mating calls. You're probably hearing millions of mating calls, or trillions, as the cicadas have come out. From what we're hearing, the cicadas that were supposed to surface after being underground for 17 years, Brood X, their generation, came out this weekend. Apparently in Maryland, the large winged bugs with beady red eyes made their presence known, They ascended from dime-sized holes in the ground, started climbing trees, shedding their exoskeleton, and then they were ready for some playtime. And you heard them make some noise because they wanted to get busy. So each year we hear that trillions of cicadas are going to come out, make noise during the spring and summer, but they're different generations, and they go underground for about 17 years. So this year, it's brood 10. It looks like brood X, but it's brood 10. And they emerge when the ground reaches about 64 degrees Fahrenheit around mid-May, and then the rave will last until late June. Now, according to Newsweek, the bugs are going to be seen in parts of Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Washington, D.C., with some of the first cases, I believe, being spotted in Maryland. Now, depending on the cycle, these very large-winged insects can emerge every 17 years after spending most of their lives in the soil. So they start as eggs, then they become early nymphs, then they become late nymphs, then they molt, and then they become adults. So as you see them about to shed their skin, you know, remember, you know, our parents would make us dress really conservatively for school and then would want to go on a date or whatever, so we'd quickly take that off and then, you know, switch into something else. That's kind of what they do when they molt. Now, people call cicadas locusts. They're not officially locusts. Okay, locusts swarm, they're thinner, they're longer, they look like grasshoppers. They also have a much shorter lifespan. A cicada is fatter, it's not as green, they got bigger wings, they're just different. So cicadas are a part of the order. You know how you have kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species? So the cicadas are of the order Hemiptera, whereas locusts are Orthopteras. The family of cicadas is Cicadoidea, I guess. Locusts are Acrididae. The cicadas can get up to 2.25 inches. The locusts can get up to 3 inches. Cicadas eat tree sap. Locusts eat leaves and other soft plant tissue. Cicadas will live up to 17 years. Locusts only 1. So these are some, these have some resilience. And cicadas come as a cloud or a plague. Locusts swarm. So there's a little difference. And then, like I said, the cicadas have short bodies, large eyes, clear wings, larger front wings, whereas the locusts have long bodies, larger rear wings, long hind legs. Again, locusts look like a grasshopper. So when they emerge, they make their presence known, and it's the mating calls. They could reach about 100 decibels. Now, these bugs are relatively harmless, but they can affect young trees and vines, could affect our sleep. So it is an exciting time. Apparently, there's an app called Cicada Safari, and it collects reports from the public. And according to the app, more than 2,400 were reportedly seen over the weekend in the Towson and Columbia area, 3,400 near Gaithersburg, 4,100 in Crofton. Who counted? I don't know. They said for everyone that gets counted, there are many, many thousands more. So the juvenile cicadas or the nymphs have climbed down to the ground. They start to attach themselves to trees, fence posts, signs. They lock their legs in place. They do their final molt. They litter with their little crispy shells. After 4 or 5 days, a new shell will form. Then the males will begin to fly, start seeking their mates by using organs called timbals to sing. I know it looks like cymbals, but they call them timbals. B-A-L-S. And apparently it could get up to 900 decibels. That's about as loud as a lawnmower. According to CNN meteorologist Judson Jones, if I were a betting man, I would look to have your earplugs ready to go by the end of next week. Now, once the mating is done, the female cicadas get busy. They will lay as many as 500 eggs. These are deposited into little slits that were dug into branches. In roughly 6 weeks, the nymphs will hatch, crawl from the nest, fall to the earth, just fall. We're talking feet. Start digging underground. Then they will feed on the sap of the tree roots, but you won't see them again till 2038. It's an amazing life cycle of these little animals. So that's what's going on with the cicadas. I'm just, you know, pretty fortunate that I live in the Southwest, but we got our locusts, and we get swarms of them. A couple years ago, man, they got busy. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this picture. There is a 10-inch wingspan moth that is so heavy that it can't even fly. Now, this was found in Australia. It's a gigantic moth that is almost never seen by humans, was recently found on a building at a school in Australia. It is a colossal insect that is so heavy it can't fly. It reaches its full size just a few days before mating, and then it dies. Does that bother you that animals live until they mate, and then after they mate, they die? Is that what happens with the black widow spiders, where the black widow spider mates with the male spider, and then she eats the male spider? Doesn't somebody give them a clue saying, you know what, just stay celibate, you'll stay alive longer? Something about mating causes the demise. I don't get it. But anyway, these giant wood moths called Endoxella cinereus, this is being reported by Life Science, are the largest species of moth in the world. When fully grown, the females, around twice the size of males, can weigh up to an ounce, 30 grams, and reach a wingspan of 10 inches. That's like almost a foot. They live in forests across Australia and New Zealand. Builders working at the Mount Cotton State School discovered the female giant wood moth on the construction site. They photographed her impressive find. The builders placed the moth back in the wild. Wow. And the principal said it's an amazing find. Oh, I would have gotten all the kids out saying, look at this big, huge moth. They weren't surprised because they have tons of animal visitors in Australia and New Zealand. They got wallabies, koalas, ducks, snakes, tree frogs, possums, turtles. See, in Nevada, we would have lost our mind. We would have called a snow day. I mean, we would have canceled school, called SWAT, blamed it on UFOs, called the Area 51 security team to come out. I don't know what we would have done. Anyway, the larvae of these supersized insects are known as witchetty grubs. They burrow inside eucalyptus trees before emerging around a year later. Caterpillars then use silky threads to lower themselves to the ground. I would just plop. And then they feed on the tree roots, very similar to cicadas. The caterpillars then undergo a staggering metamorphosis and emerge in their giant form. This really is, it is a huge moth. It is scary. Now, the males are smaller. They're able to fly short distances, search out females to mate. If reproduction is successful, the female will lay 20,000 eggs. I could barely give birth to one kid. Then they're going to hatch to become witchetty grubs. The massive moths are rarely seen because they quickly die. Why? Because reproduction is so expensive on their, in nature, if they're laying 20,000 eggs, I guess it's not in nature's advantage to keep them alive because they're so big, they'll eat. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.